Welcome to Public Affairs Show number 2, where we will be talking about artificial flavoring and whether it should be banned in the United States. Let's go to Jonah with the poll.
I met with 74 students to poll their opinions on artificial flavoring, dyes, and sweeteners seen in items like soft drinks and colors like red 40 and blue 1. In the end, 28 said yes to the ban in the United States and 46 said no. Now, let's talk about the research we gathered. Here's pros with Nathan and cons with Holden.
So some of the major reasons that artificial flavors should be banned is the most obvious one. It's bad for your health. It increases the risk of mental health disorders, specifically ADHD, cardiovascular disease, and many others. Also, other countries don't allow it, so why should we be allowing it? Third, natural flavors are better. I mean, lots of the time, people would rather taste the flavor of a real thing than some fake coloring like Red 40. Also, it can trick people. People may think that they're actually having the real thing when really they're having a fake thing like Red 40 or Blue 1. So it can make people think that they're eating something when they're not. And finally, it can hurt the environment. These colorings are not good, and they sometimes to make them, it will do things that are bad to the environment. And now we have the cons to this ban.
The cons for why this shouldn't be banned is the prices would rise in supermarkets because it's harder to get these resources for the flavorings, and it's easier to make it factory made. And it would the shelf life would last longer in stores, so it'll make stuff even cheaper, which goes back to the first point. Families with low income may afford food if the flavoring gets banned. And red, blue, and yellow dyes have risks of brain tumor development.
So now we'll get into our interviews where we talk to different students and teachers in our school.
So we talked to many different people. We talked to a couple of different people in our school. So let's play some of the interviews. Let's start with health teacher Ms. Renard.
Here's Ms. Renard.
Do you think artificial flavors should be banned in the United States?
In general, I think it is everyone's wish to see people, especially young people, eat healthier and be protected from harm. While studies haven't reached a direct cause and effect relationship, food dyes have shown links to cancer and behavioral issues. I do think bans can help protect people. I do think more research is needed, and I do worry that foods will still be unhealthy in other ways with or without food dyes. Thank you.
I think that was some very good points by Ms. Renard, as she is a source that you would want to listen to about this topic, as she is one of our school's couple health teachers.
She had a good point in saying that artificial flavors do cause cancer, but it's everyone's wish to do what they want with their bodies, and it's like if they do get banned in the United States, prices will rise for things that have artificial flavors, and things will be needed to be natural, which causes even more inflation. Now to our next interview, which is Bo and Jackson, not freshmen at the school.
I'm here with Bo Smith and Jackson Brass. Bo, should artificial flavors be banned in the United States?
I think artificial flavors should not be banned in the United States, as they provide a cheap and efficient way to help help goods get flavors. And I think, it helps keep prices down, and it keeps goods tasting consistently good.
I disagree. We have countries in Europe that do not have artificial sweeteners to the extent that you do in the U.S., and they're fine, and life expectancy is higher in other countries as well, so, yeah.
So that was interesting. We got to hear two differing opinions during that interview, as I like what Jackson was saying about how artificial flavors are banned in other countries in Europe, and it still seems like those countries are doing fine with foods and stuff. And so, do you guys have any other opinions on this interview?
He said that life expectancy is higher in other countries that are banned. That could be a main vocal point in why they should be banned instead of keeping them. But Bo said that they're efficient and efficiently made. So there's definitely pros and cons to this, and there's definitely differing opinions. Let's hear what Senora Parletta has to say on the topic.
Senora Parletta, should artificial flavors be banned in the United States?
Yes, I think they should be banned because they are bad for your health.
Thank you.
So Senora Parletta is not in favor of the ban because or is in favor of the ban because it is bad for your health, which has been talked about over and over again in all the research we've done. Would anyone else like to add a note?
There's many statistical things that say that that is bad for your health, but people also say that it's officially made, and goes back to the pros and the cons. One pro could be that it's just officially made and it keeps the prices down. And the con is that it's bad for your health. So there's multiple things. Let's hear what Ryan Messenger has to say.
Ryan, should artificial flavors be banned in the United States?
Yes, they should, because they've been proven to cause diseases, especially obesity and some cancers. And most other countries have already banned them because of this. So yes, they should be banned in the U.S.
Yeah, so Ryan gave some points that we have already heard about causing diseases such as cancer, and how they've already been banned in other countries, which each time you hear them, there still are good points. Doesn't matter who you're hearing it from.
Yeah, there's great points for both sides. That's why it's such a heated debate and why people aren't sure what to do here.
Yeah, so it kind of seems like, and like, did you notice this in the poll too, Jonah? Like, that the more the trend, like, was there any trends in the poll?
So I have an opinion on the poll here. After polling students, more students are not in favor of the ban, and I believe they think that it doesn't give them any issues, but they have to take into account the long-term effects of flavors, sweeteners, and dyes, which we've already gone over so many times.
Yeah, I think in America it is known as one of the more obese countries out of the entire world. Yeah, so you compare it to other countries, they are one of the countries that do allow artificial flavoring, and when you compare them to others that don't, kind of makes them an outlier.
You can tell that there's definitely a higher statistics of obesity, but that could be from other things other than artificial flavors. As we discussed, that artificial flavors does play a point, but is it the main effect on that? We don't know yet. And the long-term effects, we may have to wait a little bit to see what the long-term effects of this are. Joe and I, I'd like to hear what you have to say.
There might not be a direct correlation between life expectancy and the flavoring. One of the highest life expectancies in the world is Hong Kong, and Hong Kong actually does have artificial sweeteners, so that might not be all the accounts that you can take into here, but it's a good argument.
It could be where it's kind of more the people using it compared to the people making it. I would say that if Hong Kong there must be less people using less artificial sweeteners, or they're not eating things with dyes as much. Gabe, what do you have to say?
Back to the part about artificial flavors causing obesity. I mean, obviously there probably is some statistics that prove that it does, but there's also many other things, as you were saying, such as how much exercise a person gets, what their like diet is outside of artificial flavorings. So I think to see like a big effect on the artificial flavoring, you need to do like a big experiment with many different things involved in it, not just how much artificial flavorings you have.
One thing about artificial flavoring, it's not the only unhealthy factor that goes into food. There are still many other things that come into play, so I think it's going to be tough for a country as a whole to determine if that is the problem.
Yeah, it would also take so much time to get rid of this completely, because it would change how so many different food companies make their products, and also what would we do with the remaining products that they've already made? Would we sell those and then implement it? Would we have to throw out all those? So there's lots of complications if this ban were to come into place. And I think it is a reasonable expectation to just, if you don't want to eat these colors, and you don't want to eat these artificial flavors, then you don't have to.
So the substances are spice, fruit or fruit juices, vegetables or vegetable juice, edible yeast, herbs, bark, bud, root, leaf, or similar plant materials, meat, seafood, poultry, eggs, dairy products, and fermentation products.
These are substances that are natural flavors and not artificial, correct?
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah, so these are...
These are health substitutes for what we have now, but these are definitely more expensive because they are natural. So you could consider these more expensive and less efficient ways to make things that people enjoy and have been proven to enjoy in life, and these would make it more expensive and harder to obtain.
Yeah, right. It's the classic debate of would you rather something that tastes better for more expensive or something that tastes worse for less expensive. So it's to each his own.
Mm-hmm. So should we all say what our opinions is on what our opinions are on whether this should be banned or not?
Yeah, let's go around the table.
Let's go ahead.
Yeah, I can start.
Start with Gabe.
So I think that there definitely are pros and cons to whether it should be banned or not. I think that I don't think it should necessarily be banned, but I definitely think it should be reduced. I think that, like, the point about maybe that having cheaper products for people that can't afford the more expensive products. So what I think is that I think that there should definitely be a reduction in the amount of artificial flavors in foods in the U.S., but I don't think it could be completely banned, as there are some positives towards it.
I think that artificial flavors should be banned in the United States. I think that the life expectancy is much lower in the United States, and it has been proven for a sliver of it to be artificial flavors. If they are not banned, I think reduced is definitely should happen, and having them stay where they are could decrease life expectancy for teenagers that are having more red dyes as we live on. Drew?
One thing I've noticed is that it's very common throughout the entire country. And I think the country can, I think it should be banned, but I don't think it should all happen at once. I think the country could limit it by doing maybe one of these artificial flavorings at a time. Like, one of the most common ones is Red 40 that we see in many foods, especially candy. And in these candies, that's part of the reason why they are so unhealthy. Let's go to you, Nathan.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what you're saying. It'd be very hard, like I mentioned before, to just eliminate all these at once. What would we do with all the products that already have been made with these substances in them? Would we keep selling them? Would we have to get rid of them? So there's many complications, and that's part of the reason that I don't think it should be banned. I think, while yes, there's so many things that are not good about the health in these ingredients, if you really don't want to eat them, then you don't have to. No one's forcing you to eat these specific things. They're on the labels if you really care to read them. So I think if you care about these health benefits, then you would take the time to read the label and make the decision not to buy these products with the harmful chemicals in them.
So I'm going to have to agree with what Gabe said. I don't think they should be banned entirely. Again, there's evidence that they could be bad, not beneficial to your health. But in other ways, it is very cheap to make, and families who or people who just can't afford the nicer all-natural foods and snacks or whatever, these Red 40 candies and foods and drinks, they come easy, they're cheap, they might taste good. I feel like if you want to stop that in your diet yourself, you just got to take it in consideration. I feel like that could be a personal choice. But if it was banned, that wouldn't be the worst thing.
I think that they shouldn't be banned, but they should make people more aware about it, because they could be bad. Well, they probably are bad, but some aren't as bad as others. And they should, like, companies should have to put, like, big labels on the front, like how they do for stuff if it's, like, organic or if it... so people know if they're having those dyes or if they're not having those dyes.
Yeah, I think that's a great point that Holden brought up, so people can really tell what they're putting into their body. And like I was saying, that they can avoid these dyes if they really care to, because sometimes it's very hard to see what's in these specific things. While there is a label on the back, it might not always include all the things that you want to see.
Yeah, I think it's kind of these other countries that have banned it, it's kind of they're making choices for these people. And I kind of feel like I did say they should ban it, but now that I think about it, it's really going against like a free will kind of thing. Not like meaning that exactly, but I'm just saying they're kind of taking away their own decisions.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. And I think that there are definitely pros and cons to wrap it all up. There are definitely pros and cons, and definitely people will be mad based on what decision is made. Drew?
Yeah, that will be it for today's show. Thank you for listening. This is Public Affairs Show number 2.